I said Portia, I meant Kenya Moore. I said Portia better mind her business when she's talking about Sherri Shepherd. I meant Kenya Moore. Now, they did a joint interview and did not get along. So afterwards, Kenya Moore tweeted like, oh, I think Sherri was coming for me. Was she coming for me?
I didn't think so,
I didn't think she was coming for either. So Sherri Shepherd said, okay, you want to see what coming for you is? She basically wrote about everything that she's doing, her movies, her acting, her hosting, her blah, blah, this, her blah, blah, that, mm-hmm. and was like, I don't need Twitter to make me relevant.
Ooh. Whoa.
Ooh. Oh, what?
Ouch.
Yeah, basically. So, Russ, there's this interview in the New York Times, T Magazine, with Jaden and Willow Smith, and fans are like, what? I don't think it's so crazy, but I'll tell you, you tell me what you think. I just think they think differently. When asked what they've been reading, Willow said quantum physics. Now, you know, she's 14 years old. Right. I think that's cool. And the works of Indian guru Osho. Now, Jaden said he was reading ancient text and things that can't be predated. Now, he's 16. They were also asked if they felt like life was moving too fast. Willow said she can make time go slow or fast.
Huh?
And that's how she knows it doesn't exist. Now, if you follow like Deepak and other people like that, they kind of say time doesn't exist either. So maybe they're just thinking different. They're kids who are like ahead of their...
They're critical thinkers.
Yeah, you know, this sounds like this is how my mama talks. So I'm like, okay.
So what's the story, hon?
How does people she do
are
that?
People think they're crazy. People
okay,
are like,
next.
What's wrong with them good and Lord. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, they're all rich, right. So they have a lot of all time right. on their hands.
Well, both siblings have new music good out. Lord. That's
slow
the story.
News,
no, most both day. Siblings have new music out.
So what else you got there, though?
Don't... Yeah. Oh, I'm glad to see you. Hello.
Well, I'm just
Solange, at her wedding reception... She has pictures and her face kind of broke out really bad. So everybody's like, she had food allergies. She's like, no, I want no food allergies. I was just too turned up. Listen, I don't ever want to be that turned up.
Me either.
Because if you saw the pictures, it
because you know
really...
when she gets turned up, she want to go smack Jay-Z.
She get to kick him.
Hey, her turned up is too much. And so Dr. Phil was talking to the people at TMZ and he's talking about Mama June. You know, he says she is just a big fat liar. And I'm not just trying to say fat liar. I'm saying... He's saying that not only is the guy she's allegedly dating now accused of, not accused, but went to jail for 10 years for sexually
molesting
assaulting her daughter.
Daughter.
Yes. The boyfriend she had before him basically went to jail for the same thing.
Oh my
and
God.
Two other men she dated before them. So she likes idiots, basically. You know, she likes child molesters, basically
she's
is
sick.
What he's saying. She
Bad
is a
taste.
Sick person. You got some quick reality?
Yes, there was this nasty rumor that Gloria Govan from Basketball Wives was getting with Vincent Herbert.
Like, really?
Tamar Braxton's husband.
Yeah.
Well, she said no. He was just helping her, trying to get back into reality TV. And she said they've never met physically.
I believe that. I believe that because when I see the guys that she's accused of messing with, they have, like, good bodies, like the game. You know, they're like.
Hey, you don't know what's going on with Vincent.
You don't know.
Well,
she
I'm just
said
saying,
they never met, so.
Yeah, I believe her.
May not be happy.
I'm Alfreda. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to the rest of our morning show.com.